Hello, welcome to Macro ESG. My name's Greg Beyer. Thank you for joining us. Today is the 26th of August, 6:41 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And the motto of Macro ESG is Markets, Politics, and Technology for a Sustainable Future. Today is a bit unusual because I got some feedback from some friends who thought that it might make sense if I broke up the some of the larger pieces and made them more focused on specific themes. So, trying a little experiment. So today I'm going to get six quick podcasts done, and this is the last of them, but I'm just explaining to you, if you happen to come across this, what's going on. So today's piece is entitled Number 6 of 6, China's Orwellian Capitalism versus Socially Free Capitalism. In this sixth piece of the series, I attempt to put together all of the pieces. So this is a game for the U.S. to lose. If American politics, the proverbial G of macro ESG, fails, then the U.S. markets could take a deep hit. American elites might find themselves pushed into a corner. America may respond with starting border skirmishes, inciting political instability in China. If the U.S. is capable of building a coalition of the leading democracies, then China is also in trouble because China is a big buyer of advanced machines from the West and tools which could be withheld. China is a low-value-added assembler of high-value-added designs. China's risk is that it might not be able to ascend to higher-value-added tech, a society where political dissent is illegal and property rights are capricious. The U.S. and China are locked in a mortal battle to rule the 21st century. Though few elites get it in America, and the Chinese are all too aware of it at home. China is engineering itself to be a new home for capital through recycling energy spending back into its economy through energy suppliers. The U.S. is on the verge of electing a transformational president, I believe, who will push the U.S. to modernize and go green, thus alienating the energy suppliers on the one hand, while on the other, they are keen to invest in the U.S.-EU green future as they know that their time is ending. China will be offering its energy suppliers the same deal as the U.S. and the EU. Go with us, but will their partners really trust the Chinese to not steal their investment gains down the road? China does not have rule of law. It just has an authoritarian government with absolute power. China's solution will be to use bribery of offering people wealth held in offshore accounts in Hong Kong to push leaders, hence generating captive client leaders. The U.S. and the EU will, of course, expose these corrupt links, leading to embarrassing downfalls of their leaders and bad blood between the youth and the countries that have been robbed and China. On the other hand, if these leaders become oppressive, they will get tight with China, and the American, EU, Japan, etc. response will get into conflict with these states, furthering the divide until these leaders can be overthrown, which will be tricky, as China will be providing police state technology to its clients' leaders. RMB reserve currency values will thus be tied to a complex web of relationships of surveillance technology, secret courts, and decline in due process, etc. The U.S. has abused its position as the world reserve currency under Trump with financial sanctions, and nations are getting tired of it. This is the push to alternate currency arrangements. Pricing oil and RMB will be a big step in that direction. The dollar has traditionally done well as a reserve currency under democratic presidents, so this should turn the tide for the U.S. For China, this is fine. They are keen to have people invest in USD, convert to RMB, and watch the appreciation in RMB and equities. China is offering stability. That is the big sell to its partners. America can counter this pitch by becoming stable too. and America has a much better track record than China on this front. In fact, one of the things I find interesting is that America, although a very young country, has one of the oldest continuous governments in the world. China will seek to make clear to its emerging market partners that it doesn't care what you do at home. They will not seek to censure you. Your private life is your private life, and don't tell us what to do either. China will seek to control governments and people through return on money, a powerful incentive, particularly when combined with China's offer to protect corrupt elites from their own people through police state technology that they are perfecting at home. China wants Hong Kong to be stable, not just for the elites to get their money out, but also to bring cash in, especially to recycle China's energy spend back into their country and increase their influence at the same time. They need Hong Kong to do it. So thank you very much for joining me. I wish you a very good, healthy, and safe day.